The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, so you're probably wondering what the heck was that at the beginning of the show? Yes, I can understand why you're wondering, okay? But this is part of an illustration I'm trying to make today in this episode called The Gift That Keeps on Giving. Now, generally, I have some announcements here and stuff, but, you know, I'm going to hold off on the announcements today because I really just want to elaborate on this. Now, okay, now that was, I know that was a little bit scary, but, you know, this is just who I am, okay? You guys know that by now. But nonetheless, what I'm trying to do here, believe it or not, is to try to make a point, okay? And the point is this. Let's start off with a story. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a young idealist, 20-something kid, who was just trying to figure out his life. Young, naive, and foolish, and way too heavily influenced by authors like Cahil Gibran and Jack Kerouac, he figured his answer would be found on the road. So He got together with a buddy of his. They put on their backpacks. They grabbed a couple of guitars and they sought out the world. Now, as you could probably tell, this is a very personal story. And this is really what happened to me in my life in my 20-somethings after a few years in college and just kind of burnt out trying to figure out what the heck is my life all about. We stuck out our thumbs and hitchhiked from California to Florida with the hopes of getting on a freighter out of Miami, working in exchange for great adventures and transportation to points unknown. Anywhere but here. So the story goes. Well, that's true. And that is really something that happened in my life. And that was then. Of course, this is now. And yes, there were many lessons learned on the road that I bring with me even today. And even though it was a foolish, irresponsible, and at times very dangerous thing that we did, reflecting back, there was something wonderful about that freedom we had at that age. The whole I can do anything I set my mind to attitude, no fear of anything, just kind of facing the world face on. Well, fast forward 40 years, and looking back, there was also something very profound in this illustration. Let's hope it's profound. If not, you'll be switching to another podcast. But anyway, although we had no real plan when we were out on the road, we were actually pretty well prepared. I mean, if you really think about it, the basics we needed for our survival was on our backs. We had our clothing, we had our little Swiss Army knives, the things that, you know, basic kind of stuff, right? Little things we could cook with and sleeping bags and that kind of stuff, okay? And then in our hands, we had our guitar cases, right? With our guitars in there. And you see, wherever we went, okay, whether it was a public park or a subway, for example, Le Metro of Paris, all we had to do was open up our guitar cases, grab our guitars, sing a few songs, and voila, money for our next meal. That's right. That's kind of how we lived on the road. And you know, we just, that was it. But it was simple, yet in a way, kind of profound. Okay. Let me look back here. I mean, at age 13, I taught myself to play guitar. That education was something that actually helped me later on in life. I got into rock bands in my teens, got to meet a lot of interesting people, actually earned some income for those few, you know, out of garage experiences we had. Actually, as I got older, I was able to even help pay my way through college playing clubs at night. It would cover expenses. Like I mentioned, we were traveling into Europe and different parts of the U.S. We could just open our guitar and it would, you know, it help us to survive. Even when I was in the corporate world, okay, and I got laid off, I could always pick up my guitar and find a way to sing to help feed my family even. There was a time like that where there was just a massive layoff and I was kind of going, ouch, what am I going to do? Well, I was able to actually use the guitar to help my family survive. And then later on, we actually launched a children's music ministry in the 90s. And we were kind of like the Partridge Family kind of thing. We traveled all around the U.S., actually in other parts of the world. We produced 3 albums. That was also just awesome. You know, and it was, again, it was all because I learned how to play guitar. And then it was a concert tour that we had that we went down to Haiti to do that really opened us up to what turned into 12 years in Haiti, serving orphans on the street, at risk, and abandoned children in Haiti. It was really interesting. In the beginning, we didn't speak their language. They spoke what's called Haitian Creole, even though the official language is French. You know, the kids who aren't educated are, and most of the country speaks Haitian Creole. Couldn't talk to them, but I could pick up my guitar and I could start singing songs and these kids would be up and dancing and singing. And it was that way that we started communicating in the beginning. So it was this certain thing that I had learned that allowed me to really help to reach a lot of these kids when we first started out over there. So So what am I saying? Basically, this was a skill I learned that I could use that helped me throughout my lifetime. I'm sure there's a lot of you listening that also have similar types of experiences or similar types of skills. For example, if you're an electrician or a plumber or a carpenter, maybe you can sew or bake. Well, you can take that skill anywhere in the world and you can survive doing it because there's a need for those things no matter where you go. And that's kind of what we're talking about here on the Old Dogs REI Network is learning a new skill that is going to help you today as well as for your future. And that's really what we're looking at is getting an education, okay, a skill that'll help you survive and hopefully to thrive. And the more you master the skill, of course, the better you will do. Except the great thing about real estate investing is that you don't have to carry it around in a case wherever you go on the road. Because the neat thing is, if you do it right, it will continue to produce whether you are doing it or not. Because once you set it up and once you have rental properties, for example, people are going to still keep paying their rents. And if you have property managers in place, then if the tenants go away, well, you've got somebody there that's going to replace them. And basically, you don't have to do anything. It's probably a good idea if you are away just to check in with them and make sure everything's going smoothly. But you could travel all over the world just like I did in my 20s, just enjoying yourself. You don't have to necessarily, you know, stick out a little sign that says, you know, we buy ugly houses when you're sitting in front of the Louvre or something in Paris, right? No, you don't. It just, once it gets set up, it's working. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that when I have my guests on, I ask them a whole series of questions in what we call our wrap it up segment. And my last question is always sort of the kicker. It's what I call my apocalyptic question, right? If something devastating happened and you lost absolutely everything and all you had was $1,000 in cash, what would you do with that money to rebuild everything you had lost? So some of the guys at first, they are gals, they kind of respond like, gosh, you know, that's a tough question. But when they really think about it, most of them will come back and say, you know what, I don't even need the $1,000. Because many of these guys did start with nothing. And they, you know, they went in and they negotiated seller financing and they did all these other deals and, you know, they got started. Maybe they're wholesaling and they're just doing contracts and agreements on these properties and being able to wholesale them to other people and pick up $5,000 there, $10,000 there. And the bottom line is that many of these guys just say, you know, I really don't even need the $1,000. I can do this. Why? Because they've learned this skill that they can take with them anywhere they want to go, no matter where they live, or no matter where they move. Now, granted, if you go to a different country, there might be some different laws involved, but the basic skills are there. And you can do this because of what you've learned. And that question is really, for some people, when I ask them, it's kind of like a real duh kind of question, right? Because it's kind of like asking, well, if you were riding a bike and suddenly you fell off, what would you do? Well, you know, they're probably going to come back with, I'd just get back on and start pedaling, right? and that's kind of what it is. It is kind of a duh question for those people that have learned and been educated on what to do and how to do this whole real estate investing thing. So that's what's important is that you're learning a skill and you can use that skill later on in your life. And that's all we're trying to do here on this podcast is to help you to learn some basic skills, right, that you can plug in no matter where you are, and that it's going to produce pretty much the same results. Now, granted, there are market changes and other things that you know, affect it, but the basics are there. It's like the fundamentals, kind of like that, what was that basketball movie with Gene Hackman, right? I mean, remember the fundamentals, right? Because you get the fundamentals down and you can apply it in many different ways. It's that simple. It's called Hoosiers. I just remembered it. Little old dog moment there. Didn't remember the name of the movie, but it was Hoosiers. Hoosiers, okay? All right, all my pals out there in Indianapolis, you guys know that movie. Okay, so it's that simple. Even though many of you are looking at this real estate investing thing as this big, ominous deal, okay? again, once you get the basics down and once you've bought a few properties, maybe even after your first property, you realize how easy it is. Yeah, there are things you have to learn. There are new things you have, just like when I learned guitar, you know, I had to learn new chords and new techniques and things like that. But the bottom line was, you know, once you get the basics down, you got it. And, you know, and that's why I entitled this podcast sort of as we approach the holiday season here, The Gift That Keeps on Giving. Because once you learn this gift, whatever it is, you've got this gift in your hand called an ability to invest in real estate and produce cash flow. Once you've received that gift and you apply it intelligently, it will keep giving. And not only to you, okay, and maybe your wife and, you know, in your retirement, but potentially to your entire family. The benefits of this cash flow you're generating, the equity, all these things happening, you're going to be able to bless other people, maybe your investors or partners that come alongside you, other loved ones, or anybody that you're willing to share that skill with. And after you're gone, you know, you've got this great legacy to leave to your children that can also keep giving. This podcast may be one of many you will hear, along with many books, articles, webinars, boot camps, seminars, YouTube videos, and other numerous resources that will give you the education to move forward and eventually to financial independence. Hey, you know, I realize real estate investing may not be the be-all, end-all for all of you listening. I get it. You know, it isn't always, and that's fine. You know, but there'll also be those out there who it may work for, and you can grab it by its horns, so to speak, and learn to get on and ride it, and it'll be awesome, and it'll be just what you need at this point in your life. At least for me, it's ended up being a wild ride, and I use that illustration, grabbing it by the horns, because I kind of equate it to, you know, learning to ride a bull. sometimes. Other times, it's like floating down the river on an inner tube. You know, once you get it down, you know, that you can just sort of rinse and repeat, and just keep moving forward. So don't be discouraged. If there are those of you out there that are kind of going, you know, yeah, but, you know, there's this. Yeah, there's always going to be that, right? And whenever you learned your skill, whether you were a doctor or a lawyer or a plumber or a custodian, whatever it is, you had to learn some skills to do what you do, right? And that's all we're doing, is we're learning some basic skills, and we're going to apply those, okay, to our future and our present for many of us that are looking for cash flow now. So all this stuff you're learning can be valuable somewhere down the line. Well, that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is, again, it was a real simple thing. I hope that this has been helpful for you. Again, my apologies to Neil Young and all of his family. Totally butchered his song there. But hey, maybe he'll change it to Old Dogs, you know. Old Dogs, you know, take a look at my life, right? Okay, well, everything presented here is going to be outlined in our show notes here, although there's not a lot of real strong references. But hey, maybe it'll be an encouragement for you to read over the show notes and be reminded that this is something we're all in together, and we're not by ourselves. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.